A loaded gun, draw flex, cock it and pull it, we're going down. Cock it and pull it, we're going down.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. This is day three of the government shutdown. Hundreds of thousands of federal workers are furloughed. President Trump has said he is figuring out ways to fire them permanently. White House Budget Director Russell Vogt now saying that the administration will withhold $2 billion already earmarked for Chicago infrastructure projects. Earlier this week, $18 billion in infrastructure was also pulled from Blue State New York. A shock in Southern California.
Sitting at home watching TV, and then all of a sudden it's kind of sounded like sort of like plane engines, almost a plane about to crash, and then a big whoosh, and the curtains all flipped up. The windows were slightly open. Almost felt like an earthquake because the house shook. So we didn't know what was going on.
Keith Moore, who lives next door to the Chevron refinery in El Segundo that burned overnight. New information about the Manchester synagogue attack. It's now believed one of the two people who died was shot and killed by police. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Tad Allen. The Wisconsin Department of Corrections announced Thursday it's reached full compliance with 50 orders placed by the federal government on the Lincoln Hills School for Boys and Copper Lake School for Girls. The orders stem from a 2015 raid and investigation at the Lincoln County facility, showing widespread abuse and lack of supervision. Another confirmed case of bird flu in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection confirmed Wednesday highly pathogenic avian influenza in a Jefferson County commercial poultry flock. The affected area is quarantined. Over a 500,000 birds will be depopulated. And a Midwest grocery staple is expanding to Wausau. Des Moines-based Hy-Vee has purchased Crossroads Country Market in Wausau. They'll convert the location into the 10th Hy-Vee Wisconsin location just in time for Thanksgiving. The chain already operates stores in Green Bay, Eau Claire, Madison, and Janesville. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Fall-like temperatures will be back next week. We're going to be dealing with this sunny summer-like weather for a few more days. Today, sunshine, mid to upper 80s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, back into the 60s. Tomorrow, sunny and windy with a high again in the mid to upper 80s. If your bathroom needs a remodel, do it upright, interest and payment-free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
99.7 Max FM.
Jitterbug. 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 You put the boom boom into my heart. You send my soul sky high when your loving starts. Jitterbug into my brain.
Yeah! dancing tomorrow night. It's cold out there, but it's warm in bed. They can dance. We'll stay home and stare.
It's all fun and games.
Till somebody tells on us.
Maximum Hits.
99.7.
Max FM.
¿Cómo puede ser verdad?
Maximum Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:11 on Friday morning. And Emily, have you tried TikTok's 50 jump trend yet?
No, I don't go on TikTok.
Me neither. That's kind of the interesting part. I'd not heard about this until it showed up in my newsfeed this morning because, no, I'm not on TikTok, believe it or not. But the newest health hack is going around TikTok, and it's the 50 jump trend. The idea is simple. The minute you get out of bed, you jump in place 50 times. That's it, Emily.
All right. I don't know about that. What they're saying, though, is it's supposed to be, I mean, I get this. What they're saying is it's supposed to be a quick way to increase your heart rate and get the blood flowing, which gets oxygen to your brain first thing after waking up. All of that makes sense biologically, 100%. I just don't know if I want to jump up and down 50 times. Like, it's good to get moving right away in the morning. But from what I've learned from yoga and from other kind of health trends, slow ease into it. Don't just like do a HIIT workout the minute you wake up. Like, I don't know that that's a good idea. But, you know, it's me against TikTok. So what are you going to do? If you're not in the habit of exercising at all, though, this is something quick and easy you can do. It might make you pass out, but you're more likely to follow through with it since it doesn't involve putting on shoes or going outside.
Come on.
I think you should probably put on shoes for this. What if you got bad joints? I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. Our specialist weighed in and said the movement is moving, and in general, movement is good for us. However, I'm not going to be jumping up and down the minute I get out of bed, because usually when I get out of bed, I need to go ahead to the restroom. And if I don't do that first, it's going to lead to bad things. So I think it's a bad idea. Plus, I don't think my lovely wife wants me jumping up and down 50 times while she's waking up in the morning either.
No, no. I mean, same here. I'm the first one up. Nobody wants me jumping up and down like that. That's not. And again, I think some of us, for safety and not falling down and hurting ourselves, should probably be wearing shoes doing this, because let's face it, jumping up and down is hard on the ankles and knees. Like, you don't want to be doing that. I don't know. Maybe it's just like the old person part of me talking, but I'm not that old. So I just don't, I don't know. I just don't think so.
I agree. Movement is movement, but there's something about stretching and also warming up doing these types of things. And so I'm going to say no on this, just for the fact of I'm not doing it right away when I get up. If you want to weigh in and let us know, feel free. Text us and let us know your thoughts on this. Would you do the 50 jump trend? 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app. Curious what our listeners are thinking of this as well this morning. But I'm a hard no on it, just for the fact of I've got other priorities when I get out of bed. And the first thing is not jumping up and down and annoying those in the house with me. So that's my take. Sounds like Emily's on the same page. We're not saying don't exercise. We're just saying warm it up in the morning, at least, and make sure that you're doing it appropriately. That's what we're all about. And it's TikTok.
Yeah. We're all about, you know, doing things appropriately. Right. And TikTok can say whatever it wants to say. People can do these challenges. I don't think this is going to be something that people are going to do and then be like, that's the ticket. No,
right.
My life has improved. Like, I don't think so. And I'm not trying to be negative.
No.
I'm always, always trying to suggest movement, different kinds of exercise, you know, all the things. But I don't know. That seems hard on your body first thing in the morning. I say, you know, go outside, walk, jump a couple times, do some jumping jacks, and then walk some more, you know, stretch it out, get warmed up.
Yep. So we're in agreement on that. If you have a different thought or want to let you know your thoughts, text us and let us know. 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app. Emily and I will be back with you in a few minutes, and we are going to celebrate some calendar days. There's a couple of good ones on here, it looks like, Emily.
There always is, and I'm sure they have something to do with food. We will have to see.
We will find out in just about 5 minutes or so. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. We are going to take a quick look at our community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo and music by David Bowie on Max FM. Hungry for a deal that will make your taste buds dance? Swing by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. This month, grab a large specialty pizza for just $12.99 or two medium pizzas for $22. Got little ranch hands? Kids eat free on Tuesday nights. And don't forget, Thursday is wing night. Saucy, spicy, and oh so delicious. Find Pizza Ranch at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or give them a call at 608-448-2215. That's Pizza Ranch, where every bite is a home run.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. It's time for the 11th annual Fall Festival Brat Fry and Bake Sale from People Helping People in downtown Baraboo. This will be happening on Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy delicious pulled pork sandwiches, sloppy joes, grilled brats, or all beef franks, and your purchase will support the Holiday Adoptive Family Food Distribution Program, which supplies low-income families with all the groceries they need to complete Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner. Again, this Fall Festival from People Helping People will be on Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at their headquarters, 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo. Also on Saturday the 4th, it's time for the Sauk Prairie FFA Fall Harvest Festival. This is a full day of small town charm, local flavors, and family fun. Start your morning off with the Farmer's Breakfast and Coffee Truck. That's going to be from 7 until 10 a.m. Then Brown is a huge farmer's market from 7 a.m. until noon. Music begins at 11:30, runs until 1 p.m. Kids will enjoy free pumpkins while supplies last and rides on tractors, wagons, and UTVs. Concession stand will be open from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. and explore an impressive display of vehicles and machinery from grape harvesters to fire trucks. All the details for this event can be found at saukprairieffa.com/harvestfest. This again is going to be on Saturday, October 4th from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Sauk Prairie FFA Alumni Park. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
Put on.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is Friday, October 3rd, and we are going to celebrate calendar days. And I found one that was interesting right from the get-go. It's National Techies Day. We celebrate the many opportunities youngsters can take advantage of in the technology industry. So we thank all of our techies out there today, Emily.
Yeah, that's a good one, I think. I mean, that kind of comes around in a lot of, you know, every couple of weeks or so, we have a calendar day that kind of focuses on advances of technology, embracing technology, IT, all that kind of good stuff. So I think that, you know, it's always a thing to be able to focus on because let's face it, we're in an ever-changing world of technology around here. So, and Dave's himself got, you know, 8 screens and 1,400 keyboards and his phone and popping all over the place. So this one I like a lot. This is like about as opposite as possible. It's National Body Language Day. They say that at least the last I learned, it's something like 92 or 95% of our communication is in body language. So you can learn a whole lot from watching people interact. Like if you're across the room and see two people talking, you can tell all the things without even being able to hear what they're saying, if they're getting along or not, or in a fight, or if they're falling in love or something like that, you can see it all. So it's pretty neat. Another thing about body language is that's how animals know what's going on with us, because they're not talking to us in the regular way. So they, especially dogs, are picking up on body language all the time. So that is why you get to, that's one way to communicate with your doggy. So cool. What else is that? Buy British Day. Does that mean we're supposed to buy things that are made in England? Mm-hmm. Let's see. I think it probably does. Yep. This dates back to the 60s, apparently. It's an intriguing story. I'm going to have to read about this. There's a little more to this than I thought. It's not just about buying things in Britain. There's some history about this. So it is kind of cool. I appreciate that. But yep, ultimately it is talking about, you know, honoring and supporting British produced goods started back in the 60s with a campaign called I'm Backing Britain. All right, cool. You learn something every day on this radio station. I do.
Yeah, I do as well. And that's why I like doing calendar days. The last one I'm going to celebrate today is it is World Smile Day, and it is something that goes way back. And it came from Harvey Ball, and it's a response to his creation of the smiley face. So let's everyone put a smile on our face, because Emily, it is Friday, and what not a better reason to smile than the fact that it is Friday.
I know, it's Friday, and it's a beautiful day, and it's going to be a beautiful weekend, and if you have your fill of being in the outdoors and want to go back inside and maybe get on your couch in your pajamas and watch a movie, today is the day to celebrate Mean Girls, the movie. Hopefully it's just about the movie. It's not necessarily about mean girls as people, because let's face it, let's not celebrate mean anything. But this movie is funny. Good old Lindsay Lohan from back in the day. If you haven't seen that movie or haven't seen it in a long time, it's cringy but laughable, so it's worth it. Yeah, so that was one of the other big ones I saw. But I think you should concentrate on smiling and enjoying the weather.
I would agree completely with you on that one. So, Emily, thank you so much for joining us. You'll be back with us on Monday morning, 7:10 a.m.
Sounds like a plan. Everybody have a great weekend and happy homecoming.
Thank you so much. We hope you have a great weekend as well. Get out and enjoy that weather. In just a few minutes, it'll be time for Hanging with Howell and David. We are going to have a look at our local sports and weather on Max FM.
Get ready for spine-tingling action as you race around Wisconsin's only alpine coaster, the Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Brave the bewitching season every Friday and Saturday in October by riding the Ghoster Coaster through scary scenes and spooky characters. Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster is open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Fridays and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster, the ultimate thrill, near the heart of the Dells. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com for more.
Fast, reliable, affordable. Most internet services don't give you all three, but U.S. Cellular Home Internet does. A trio in perfect harmony. Fast speeds, a solid network, and just $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
And with our fastest 5G Plus plan, get a $200 gift card. Visit CellPlus, your local authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, Reedsburg, and Mauston.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
This is Killian with your Max FM Sports Report. To start off, we want to congratulate Kieran Merrill on making it to sectionals for Baraboo Girls Golf. Good luck, Kieran, and we hope to see you make it to state. Switching topics to Friday Night Lights, tonight, Reedsburg will play La Crosse Logan, Wisconsin Dells will play Mauston, Sauk Prairie will play Portage, and Baraboo will face Holman for their homecoming game. This was Killian with your Max FM Sports Report.
Bring on the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. It's the Brewers and the Cubs tomorrow, just after 1 p.m. in Game 1 of the Best of 5 Divisional Series in Milwaukee. After being swept by the Yankees in New York at the start of the season, who would have thought the Brewers would set a franchise record of 97 wins on the way to winning their division? Pat Murphy.
No one expected this, to break the franchise record for wins. Would you have said that coming out of New York or after opening day here? It just shows you who's in the room.
The Brewers have had the past week off. Another workout session at the ballpark today. Are they ready now for the playoffs? Freddy Peralta will start for Milwaukee.
We just have to stay focused and keep doing what we've been doing, trusting in each other, just to remind us ourselves that we never have to give up and keep going.
College football, the Badgers take on number 20th ranked Michigan in Ann Arbor. Kickoff tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. with Sports on Mike Clemens.
City weather. Fall-like temperatures will be back next week. We're going to be dealing with this sunny summer-like weather for a few more days. Today, sunshine, mid to upper 80s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, back into the 60s. Tomorrow, sunny and windy with a high again in the mid to upper 80s. If your bathroom needs a remodel, do it upright, interest and payment-free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Baraboo's Maximum Hits. 99.7 Max FM.
Something to fill in the holes.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Coming up in just 3 minutes, it'll be time for Hanging with Havel and David. We're going to talk about, what happened in the football game last night and preview the weekend ahead. In Excess on Max FM.
All you got is this moment. 21st century is yesterday. You can care all you want. Everybody does, that's okay, yeah. So slide over here and give me a moment. Your moves are so raw. I've got to let you know. I've got to let you know. Something about you, girl, that makes me sweat.
Up in just 30 seconds, time for Hanging with Havel and David, brought to you by Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Customer Appreciation Days at Oakwood Fruit Farm are happening this Friday through Sunday. Come enjoy a variety of apples for eating or baking, fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, pumpkins, and a bakery stock with apples, cider, donuts, turnovers, and take-and-bake pies. Every Tuesday, you get 10% off all apple purchases. The Oakwood Fruit Farm team thanks you for your support, and they invite you to celebrate with them during Customer Appreciation Days. They're open 7 days a week, 9 to 5. Just follow the sign south of Ithaca and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Right now, it is time to talk football. That's because it's time for Hang with Havel and David right here on 99.7 Max FM. Chris Havel joins me every Monday and Friday morning at 8:35 during the Packers season to discuss the green and gold. Chris is an Adams Friendship native and former Green Devil who began covering the Packers in 1991 for the Green Bay Press Gazette. An award-winning writer, Chris is the host of Sportsline on Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. on 107.5 FM, The Fan in Green Bay. Good morning, Chris. Happy Friday. How are you doing today?
Happy Friday to you too, David. I am doing well, thank you. Always good to be with you after that introduction. Holy cow. I appreciate it. I hope you're doing a lot better this morning than the Rams did last night. Holy wow. Quite a Thursday night game to kick off week 5. 49ers 26, Rams 23 for those who might have gone to bed earlier, didn't hear the sports on 99.7 earlier. But it had everything you could want. Suspense, drama, second guessing. And the two things that Packers fans all too familiar with, block kicks and overtime silliness.
Yeah.
So there you go.
That
man.
Was crazy. I just, I did fall asleep, and I go check it out when I get up this morning. I'm like, This is almost like deja vu. I mean, these guys know how the Packers fans feel by all means. And wow, what a crazy night.
The Packers came within a second of losing in overtime, and they just got berated for it, and I guess rightfully so. We'll talk about that a little bit today, but you look at what happened last night. I think Sean McVay, and I said it before the game, is still one of the best coaches. There was a time when it was either Shanahan or McVay,
right?
And there's a coach for everybody, whatever you happen to team you like and follow, and coaches and all. But McVay to get caught that way at the end of the game, a running play going for the win, which I applaud him for that. But even the Westwood One announcers on the broadcast on our station were saying, a third and one or two, why don't you try to throw here? You know, they're lined up looking for the stop on the short run. And so he makes mistakes. And the point is, Matt LaFleur, for as bad as he looked and really would have looked bad had they lost at Dallas, Sean McVay in front of a national TV audience, wow. And he regretted, he said, the play call at the end. Even as the play was unfolding, he just knew it was a bad call. So it happens to the best of the best, and these blocked kicks and everything else. So it doesn't mean that we should let up on the Packers and start accepting things that you wouldn't otherwise. But it's a fact. It is a week-to-week league, and it is hard. You get a win, they are precious. That's why it could be worse.
It could be worse. And let's start talking about the Packers' big picture. Entering into the week five bye, how do you feel about them sitting at 2-1-1? They've got some time to get healthy and figure it out. It's not ideal considering the last two games, a loss and a tie. But, you know, Chris, it could be worse, right?
Well, Dave, it definitely could be, because the two wins you got were against the Lions and the Commanders, two key NFC rivals, one in the division, one in the conference. And you remain unbeaten in the conference. You're tied, but you're unbeaten in the conference, and you're unbeaten in the division with the win over the Lions. And if you're going to only have one win to this point of a season against any team in the division, you certainly would hope it was the Lions. So that all worked out pretty well. The injury situation has been awful, especially in the offensive line. But I will say this, it gives them a chance. This is best-case scenario. And you say green and gold goggles, I'm looking at it through whatever. That's fine, but the reality is you have more snaps for guys that normally wouldn't get as many, like an Anthony Belton, who should be better for it. Jordan Morgan, not ideal at a couple different positions, but all the experience is good that you get the film to learn from. And then Rasheed Walker at left tackle, realizing he has got to pick up his game because the last two games he didn't play that well. Plus, Elton Jenkins now can reevaluate the whole center move and how he needs to be better there and play like a bona fide all-pro NFL center that people predicted he would be. So I think you learn from your mistakes and you move on. But at 2-1-1, everything is still out there for you. But in some ways, if you're 4-0 and you don't see any of these mistakes that are lurking right around the corner and problems that are about to arise and really work hard in earnest to fix them over the bye, and human nature being what it is, if they were 4-0, I got to think that the grind wouldn't be quite as much over the bye as 2-1-1 will be. So there's no illusions with where they're at right now. They know what is ahead of them, what it is. And the good thing, too, Dave, they've had each of their individuals, young guys and older players, have had great moments, and they've had some bad ones. So there are a lot to learn from, but a lot to like. And then on top of all that, I think you've got a chance really to now put it together early. So they say the bye week always comes at a good time. But for the Packers in this case, I think that's true.
I do too. And they definitely needed this bye to get things straightened around. Now let's talk about Matt LaFleur, Jordan Love's relationship, entering into Love's third year as a full-time starter. Love's statistics are really good, and he's made some terrific throws this season. But the Packers still nearly lost in overtime when they took the clock to the final tick. Let's assess the coach-quarterback situation in Green Bay, Chris.
You know, it couldn't be much different than it was with LaFleur, Aaron Rodgers, because you had the ultimate experienced quarterback who knows how to handle those situations, and a rookie coach, Matt LaFleur, back in the day. So along the way, now you reverse it. You've got Jordan Love, the young quarterback, and LaFleur, the seasoned 7-year NFL coach. And I think what we're seeing here out of, and this is just some speculation, but a lot of haven't done this a while and watching what I'm watching, I think there is some gray area that they need to decide how they're going to deal with. For instance, giving the reins to Jordan Love on this offense more than he has, I think, with Matt LaFleur. Because it's crazy. In some ways, I think he assumes or takes too much for granted with Jordan Love's experience because he's been around for 5 years. You know, the guy's been there forever, almost as long as LaFleur. On the other hand, he hasn't seen all those situations the way Aaron Rodgers did or the way LaFleur watched through Rodgers during those years. And I think, like, the two-minute example, you're at the 2-minute warning and you're going to run a play that is not a 2-minute play per se, but then after that play, based on what happens, you want to get kicked back into 2-minute mode where hurry up, let's get to the line, get to the huddle, get going. And they didn't do it. And it appears Matt LaFleur never directly communicated to Jordan Love in Dallas in overtime that, you know, we're back in 2-minute now. I mean, they're on the headset. What good it does them sometimes, you wonder. But so he didn't tell him that, because I can't believe he told his quarterback and the quarterback didn't relay it to the other 10 guys in the huddle. That just doesn't seem likely. So there are some things that are being taken for granted between these two, but I think what they need to do is LaFleur needs to turn some control of the offense over to Jordan Love. And one way to do that, Dave, and this is just an outside suggestion looking in, but can we please see some hurry-up, no-huddle offense right in the course of any game? I mean, I'm just saying for one series, midway second quarter, let's shake it up a little bit. Do they even know how to run a 2-minute offense? And I'm not being a smart aleck. I'm almost serious. I have not seen much of it out of LaFleur since Jordan Love's been the quarterback.
I haven't either.
And
that's,
you know, how are you going to be better, Dave, in those situations if you never practice it?
Right, and you've got to get those in there because it's going to inevitably happen as we get further into the season, and we have to be ready for it, and we have to let Jordan Love do his thing as well and just set the expectations and just clear up some of that communication. And now,
you know, I was going to say real quick, Jordan Love has proven he will do exactly as best to his ability what Matt LaFleur
right
wants. Right down to making the mistake, like throwing a ball that he probably shouldn't have just because the coach called that play, like at Cleveland.
Yes.
And I think there's no question. And that's a good thing, though. When you got a student, a quarterback, who's going to listen, but that's then on the mentor, the coach, to allow him to have some freedom, like you just said. And I think you and I would both agree, those other 10 guys in the huddle, and you pick any 10 with Love, will follow him over a cliff. They love that guy that much. They believe in him, and they want to do well not just for them but for him, which is a dynamic of a great team, a championship team. Those players loved Bart. They knew he was all in back in the day. Same with Brett and, you know, Aaron to a degree. So, but what has to happen is who's following who, you know? And I think they need to get that hammered out, and I think they will, but they need to have a little heart-to-heart. Now, whether LaFleur and Love will do it or even admit they did have the conversation if it happens, I think it does need to happen where LaFleur says, look, you know, this is my offense. It's our offense, but it is to a degree your offense. When the ball snapped, it's your offense. It's not mine anymore. It's yours.
Exactly. Let's talk about that offense, Dave. You know, the O-line is in shambles with injuries. The execution has been somewhat sloppy at times. And then Brandon McManus.
Yeah, boy, you know, I got to say the offense at this point, the numbers are really good. Jordan Love has 1,000 yards right on the head for passing this season through 4 weeks, 250 a game, 8 touchdowns. He's got the 1 interception, only the passer rating is good and all of that. But there's so much more, I think, on the table. Meat on the bone, as they say, David, you know, which you and I probably don't leave a whole lot of.
But no.
It's a world we're not familiar with, but we've heard, there,
we've heard
tell
it.
Of anyway.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, without Jaden Reed, you've got him gone, okay, and you deal with that. But I do think that offensive line should be better for the experience of this, as painful as it is. But Mike Wall, the former offensive lineman, was on our station yesterday, and he made a really good point. I had mentioned to my partner Marcus about the screen game being so bad and certain things just seeing kind of like a jumble, like they never practice it, like blocking kicks on special teams, which we'll get to. The fact is, it seems like Matt LaFleur can't save himself from putting in too much. I mean, he's got like 8 or 9 different screens, tight end screens, reverse screens, back screens, middle screens, checkdowns, then the screen. And you know what? Do you really practice all that? You call them in games. They're on the play sheet. Did you practice them? It doesn't look like it. And Wall said, you know, how about having 3 screens, Dave? Just 3
that
we run.
Great.
They're money. They work. We execute them. We know how to do left side, right side of the formation. We're pros. We'll figure that out. But just a couple of plays. And I think there's some overkill. And the fact that you look at the Rams, and I know Puka Nacua and Devontae Adams are incredible receivers. They had 42 and 35 targets coming into the game last night apiece. The Packers' top targeted receiver is Tucker Kraft, the tight end, with 20. And I love spreading the ball out and all that, but my God, at some point, don't you have to have the go-to man, the go-to guy? And we talk about wide receiver one, however you want to define that. It's Romeo Dobbs, for better or worse. They need to have a plan and get a receiver in rhythm, too, because I do think there's something to getting targeted 8, 9, 10 times. I mean, Adams wishes he was targeted more, Dave, and he's being targeted 7 times a game, 8 times a game. Packers receivers wish they had that much action. So I think that's something they need to assess too on offense, is just how do you really and truly get people. You want them involved, but you know what? They're getting paid. They practice all week. They're on the sideline. Should they not be involved?
Right.
Is that not enough? Do they have to have passes thrown to them? Is this Pop Warner? We don't want Jimmy to go home sad and talk to Mom and Dad. I didn't even get a ball thrown. Yeah, we won, but I didn't get a pass. Come on. This is the NFL, and I think LaFleur, the other thing he could do away with a little bit is the golly gee whiz reaction to losses and his mistakes.
Exactly.
I mean, I understand it, and it's him being modest, I suppose, and a little self-deprecating, but come on, you're an NFL coach, and you made the mistake. You say it, you move on, and maybe how you fix it. Like, we're going to, instead of lip service to special teams, which we're going to talk about now, actually practice this stuff, Dave, because you can illuminate. I mean, anything you can think of special teams, the Packers have had moments, and they've been bad.
Exactly, and I think they just need to be all in, and LaFleur needs to step it up a little bit. This golly gee attitude, yeah, it didn't go the
way. So you've seen it too, right?
Yes, it drives me nuts. It's like, come on, man. You got to have a little bit more skin in this game. Show a little bit of emotion in this.
I use the analogy. I was thinking about you and me, and suppose our bosses came to us and said, Dave, Chris, you guys need to pick it up a little bit. You need to be better. And David said, well, since I'm the senior official here, I'll handle this, Chris. Have you seen what other stations do? Have you seen other shows? you know what? You guys are right. There's some bad radio out there. You guys are actually pretty good. Don't have to work harder. Don't come more prepared. We're good.
Yeah, we're good. We'll just kind of
on what planet would that happen? But that kind of seems like LaFleur's, you know, you see block kicks around the league.
It
every
happens.
Game's tough. And the Rams Niners, that'll be another Exhibit A when they come back. See, I was right.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. So, yeah, they got to step it up. And as we have just a couple of minutes left, let's hit on the special teams, because last season it was kicking woes till they brought in Brandon McManus. Now, this season it's everything from poor field position after receiving kickoffs to being hit and miss on the coverage units to having kicks blocked. They've done it all. How does it get better? They're not going to fire Rich Bisaccia, are they, Chris?
Well, if you and I had a vote.
I know. I know what my
vote is. It was first
is.
To two. But the reality is, maybe he is not getting apportioned enough time in practice. And I'll make it quick, but the coach decides what to work on. Do you really need to work on the 6th, 7th, 8th screen that you're going to try? Or how about let's spend it on getting our special teams buttoned up? Just a thought.
Yeah.
And I think you scale that down, you make it a little simpler, and you give them the time, the special teams coordinator time to work with it. Because special teams, and Gil Haskell told me this many, many years ago, rolls downhill. And everybody knows it. And that's why they all rallied around Nolan Cromwell on that Super Bowl team, because he was the least experienced assistant with maybe the most important job, because you deal with every player on the roster and every position coach, and things happen all the time, especially now with the rule changes, which have come fast and furious on teams. I think they just need to give Bisaccia, it seems like he's got the talent to be able to handle the coverage units now with Nick Neiman and guys they brought in that are actually mercenaries, but give him some time and practice to work on it so it actually looks like they've got some precision during games. Anyway, that's my rant on that.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll try to touch on the defense maybe on Monday, and we'll see.
Yeah, we can get back to that, because that's one of the good things to talk about.
Right.
We'll see some positivity.
Yes, well,
for Monday. Yeah.
We'll start with some positivity on Monday with the defense. We know that the Bears are on a bye week as well this week. We got the Vikings versus Browns in London. The Vikings are favorites. Then we have the Lions playing at the Bengals, and the Lions are a 10-point favorite. So some interesting football ahead this weekend.
For sure. I mean, come on. When's the last time that a 8, 9, 10-point favorite lost? Oh, that was last night.
Right, exactly.
So you never know. Maybe Jake Browning has a career day like Mac Jones did, and it's all good. But root for the Browns, root for the Bengals, and root for the Packers to get healthy in the offensive line, and for LaFleur, and love to have a little chit-chat.
Yeah, and that's what I think needs to happen, that part of it. So we'll see. We'll talk more about this on Monday when you, myself, and Killian are back together.
Okay.
Because, you know, we're going to touch on that defense. That is something that is, you know, I want to see what happens with that. So let's talk about that on Monday. And we hope you have a great weekend, Chris.
You bet. I'm going to enjoy some Brewers baseball on top of all that.
108 tomorrow versus our rivals, the Cubs.
I know. I'm looking forward to it. Real quick, Luis Arraez hits a one-hop bullet to the shortstop yesterday in the top of the 6-2-0 game, Padres. jogs to first. He's a left-handed hitter. It's the playoffs. Your season's on the line. Dansby Swanson, a two-time Gold Glover, bobbles it, kicks it, whirls, picks it up, throws, gets him by a full step. And I thought, Christian Yelich would never let that happen. Heck, William Contreras would bust right. it out of the box and beat out that throw. Machado walks the next hitter. Double play to end the inning. You know, you'd have had first and second, nobody out, and your cleanup hitter up, but you don't.
You don't.
And that's why the Padres are gone. The Brewers are still in, and I hope to heck they remind Craig Counsell how come he's not very good in the postseason.
That's what I'm hoping for, too. We're probably going to touch on that on Monday as well.
Oh, man, kidding? If it goes the Brewers' way, definitely. Yes. Have a great weekend, my friend. I appreciate you.
You as well. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, Chris. Always appreciate our Friday and Mondays together. And Hanging with Havel and David is brought to you every Monday and Friday by Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Customer Appreciation Days at Oakwood Fruit Farm are happening this Friday through Sunday. Come enjoy a variety of apples for eating or baking, fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, pumpkins, and a bakery stocked with apples, cider, donuts, turnovers, and take-and-bake pies. Every Tuesday, you get 10% off all apple purchases. The Oakwood Fruit Farm team thanks you for your support, and they invite you to celebrate with them during Customer Appreciation Days. They're open 7 days a week, 9 to 5. Just follow the sign south of Ithaca and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Big deals. Today's big deal of the day, Sweet Sanctuary Services in Portage. Is your inbox overwhelming you? Does your space need a little more organization? Let Casey of Sweet Sanctuary Services give you a fall cleanup. She'll organize your computer, closets, or other cluttered spaces so you're ready to roll for the months ahead. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com right now and purchase $65 gift certificates for just $16.25. Today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
All aboard! It's pumpkin train time at the Riverside and Great Northern Railway in Wisconsin Dells. Every Saturday and Sunday in October, enjoy the beautiful Wisconsin Dells countryside, and all the kids get a free pumpkin with the ride. Tickets are going fast, so buy online today at DellsTrain.com. That's DellsTrain.com. Great family memories are made at the Riverside and Great Northern Railway.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Love driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Contact State Farm agent Chris Stanton to bundle and save today.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer. Availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million. You deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-348-8569. 800-348-8569. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. 800-348-8569.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
Maximum hits.
Underground to a dive bar in a West End town.
In a West End town, a dead end world.
disparate voices face on posters. Too many choices. If, when, why, what, how much have you got? Have you got it? Do you get it? If so, how often? Which do you choose? A hard or soft option?
Because I'm still warm.